Welcome back to episode 27 of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, and we will have our second episode on the Erev Pesach 2025 special, which is Chaliyos B'Shabbos. We're up to Suda Shlishis, Shalosh Shudas. The Mechaber and the Ramah both told that a person has to eat the third Suda after Zman Mincha comes about during the day, which is 6.5 hours into the day. According to them, it doesn't help to eat two meals of chametz in the morning. So what should you do? What should you eat in the afternoon? To eat matzah, you can't do that because you can't eat matzah the whole Erev Pesach in order that there should be a heker when you come to eat matzah during the evening. To eat matzah ashira, which means this is matzah that's mixed with fruit juice, the Ramah says that us b'nei Ashkenaz, our minig is not to eat matzah ashira on Pesach because it's a chashash chimutz. So you can't eat it on Erev Pesach now, because you need to be Mekayim, Suda Shlishis. Therefore, since it's a Shas Adchak, you can rely on the Paiskin that hold, that you can be Yetza, the third Suda, with Basar, Vedagim, with meat or fish, or with fruits. If a person's eating Shalosh Shudas after the 10th hour, he should not eat a lot in order that he should have plenty of room to eat his matzah, Litayoven, with an appetite. A person could also be Mekayim, the third Suda, before the 10th hour, with a Knedel, if he eats Gebrux, which is ground up matzah that is kneaded with mei rice and cooked. However, if he fries it, there's a machlokes achreinim if you could use that to be mekayim suda shlishis. And as we mentioned earlier, it is advisable, if possible, to have a second suda in the morning, meaning break up your morning suda in order to be yotze the shittas that say that a person needs to have Shalosh Shudas with Birchas HaMazon, and he can do that with chametz before the Zman Isser if he has enough time. Now a person is done, and he has to get rid of his chametz. So the first thing is to try to plan in advance and make sure you have as little chametz as possible left over. We're talking about crumbs, me'ikar adin, crumbs there's nothing to be concerned about, because the crumbs that are around, if they fall on the floor, they are batel. However, if somebody has some more significant chametz, he's allowed to tell a non-Jew to take it out to a karmelis, which is a shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah, but he cannot tell a non-Jew to take the chametz out to the rishus rabbim, but he could give the chametz to the non-Jew, and the nachri could take it out on his own. But since this is a harama, he could only do a little bit at a time, and he could do it more than once. If a person has an eruv, then he could take his chametz out himself, and then you get into discussion exactly where to put it into the garbage cans, depending who owns the garbage cans. So most of advisable would be to take your chametz into the bathroom and dispose of it there. Somebody who did not get rid of his chametz before the 6th hour runs into problems that now his chametz is muktzah. So best is to tell a non-Jew to take care of it. If that's not possible, cover it over with a kli, be mevatel it, and a matzoy yamtif, he should burn it. At the end of the 5th hour, a person should be mevatel the chametz the same way as mevatel his chametz every other year, even though he's not leaving over any chametz, and even though he already was mevatel his chametz yesterday. A person who forgot to sell their chametz that they have put away, they could give it to a non-Jew b'matana, even if they know that this person, this non-Jew, is a friend of theirs and will return it to him after Pesach, they should still give it to him. They should make a real kinyan, a hagba'a or a meshicha, lifting it up, or the non-Jew pulling it and taking it into his own rishus. If it's a lot of chametz and the guy cannot take the chametz into his own rishos, you should give him a key to the place where the chametz is, even though it's usher to give a matana on Shabbos generally, l'tarich mitzvah, it's mutter. If a person is concerned that if he gives the non-Jew all this chametz as a matana, he may not get it back after Pesach, and therefore he really wants to sell it to the non-Jew, here there's a machlokes ha-poiskim, and if this happens to you, please contact your local rabbinic authority. Matzis are mutter to be metaltel on Shabbos. They are not muktzah, even though they are usher to eat on Erev Pesach, since you could give them to very small children who do not understand the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. They are not muktzah. However, someone who has matzah, special matzah that they made for the Leil Seder, there are those that say that you can't be metaltel those matzis because of muktzah, because since the Gedolim cannot eat them, and also a person is makna not to give these special matzis to very young children, therefore they are muktzah.